It's always interesting when you get involved with a trip like this. As I mentioned, it's a step of faith in a lot of ways, especially as a leader. When you start thinking about all of the responsibility that you have for the people that are going to be traveling along with you. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for the privilege that you give us as being your ambassadors when we go to these other countries. We can't do it without your prayers and your support. And we know that as we travel and as things occur, that we are being uplifted in prayer. There are times when it's evident that God is with us and that God is involved with the things that are happening. And I just want to share a few things that we have learned from our brothers and sisters in Nicaragua, and I'm sure they would be applied the same to Cambodia and to the other places that we have traveled to over the years. First thing that we have learned is that we worship a big God. When we stay in one place, it's hard to understand what that means. When you travel someplace else, especially another country, you begin to realize just how big God really is. He is the same God here in Oneonta, New York, as he is in Managua, Nicaragua, or in Cambodia. Wherever you travel, God is the same. And our scripture that God has given us tells us that we are to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's a very comforting thing to know when you're in a foreign country. When you're in a place that's unfamiliar to you, and it's hard to communicate with the people around you, it's good to know that God is there. It's good to know that God is with us. The second thing that we have learned is that God is worthy of our praise. As I mentioned earlier, when you listen to one of our brothers and sisters share their testimony and the things that they have gone through, and you hear them praise God for those things, for those challenges, it's just amazing. We worship God a lot of times in our comfort. They worship God in their struggle, in their challenge. No matter where we are or what we happen to be doing, God is worthy of our praise. He has done for us what we can't imagine, and he does not change because of our situation in life. Revelation 4:8 says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. He does not change, and he is holy. What he has done for us also gives reason for praise." In Revelation 5:12 we read, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Our God suffered and died on the cross so that we might have eternal life with him. He is holy and righteous, not wanting any one of us to be separated from him because of our sin. This sacrifice is part of what makes him worthy of our praise. The third thing that we have learned from our brothers and sisters in Nicaragua is that God needs to be the focus of our lives. When you have nothing else, God is there. He needs to be the focus of our lives. Having fancy things or impressing the right people will not satisfy us. We will always want the next best thing or to have recognition from others for something we have done. God wants so much more for us than the praises, the empty praises of men. If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. And it's interesting. This is basically what I shared with our brothers and sisters in Nicaragua. And I think it was 2 weeks after that when we came back, and Ken used the exact same verse for scripture, for his sermon. We serve a big God, people. He didn't know that I had used that. And I didn't know that he was preaching. But we heard the same message. And I think we heard it twice for a reason. Because we do serve a big God. And God does want for us more than what this world has to offer. I understand this verse of scripture a little bit because of my own testimony. Before I was a Christian, I tried to find satisfaction in other things. In school, in friends, in drinking, and as I got a little bit older, in work. I tried to find my satisfaction in those things, and I was never able to find it. It didn't work. Then I came to know Christ, and I prayed to ask him to come into my life when I was 25 years old. I can't say that I felt a whole lot different except for one thing. I always went around and I knew that there was something missing in my life. It was like I had a hole in my heart, is the best way that I can describe it. I knew that something was missing. I couldn't figure out exactly what it was. But when I asked Christ into my life, the hole was filled. I became complete. My life is his, and he deserves all the glory for what he has done and what he is going to do through me. We serve an awesome God. Our trips and our brothers and sisters believe that God is always there for them. They have taught us to realize how big our God is, that he is worthy of our praise, and that he needs to be the focus of our lives. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.